I'm Alan.
And I'm Sean. And together we host the Prancing Pony Podcast.
Every week I explore Middle Earth with Sean or with other co-hosts lately with in-depth analysis and plenty of nerd humor.
From The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings and more, it's a great way for first-timers to experience J.R.R. Tolkien's captivating world.
And for longtime fans, it's a deep dive into their favorite stories.
So if you're ready to take the next step into the most beloved world in fantasy literature
and become a part of a vibrant, active community of listeners,
then look for the Prancing Pony Podcast wherever you listen.
What's happening, all you Annis hags? Hunt your way into the Stinky Dragon, lap up our latest liquor, off to a flesh start. It's a mixture of Hag Daniel's whiskey, freshly brewed flesh-spresso.
Yuck.
It's a mixture of Hag Daniel's whiskey, freshly brewed flesh espresso, fog cloudy cream, and topped with chocolate covered crushed guts. One hearty swig of this hooch will feel like a hug that'll last forever and ever and ever. Previously, our adventurers arrived in a cosmic courtyard of draconic confusion. First, they were regaled with riddling repartee and relishable replies. Next, they pushed past deadly defenses and found a friend waiting to happen. Then they swapped prized possessions with the silver-tongued sugar mama, finally fetched some missing lyrics to a debut draconic ditty that led them to another diagem. Pluck yourself a potation, let's settle in for a stinky story.
Can we send someone over to Gus's house to make sure there's no gas leak? Just to make sure.
Flesh espresso. I'd read it. I hadn't tried to say it until I was in the moment.
I got you, Gus. Hey, Gus, I want to say thank you for always getting the intros done in your first try. One take, Gus. That's you.
Always perfect. Yeah,
always
every time.
Perfect.
Flesh espresso.
Does Mud have an inspiration die? Die for Mud. Yeah, hey. Yeah. Go and give yourself an inspiration die there.
Yeah.
I have to break my back for those inspiration dies. And here he is handing them out.
Well, maybe if you were a little nicer, huh? How about that?
Yeah.
So, Bart. As you hold the sapphire diagem in your hand, you don't notice any tear-shaped cavities appearing on your person, as it did for Kyborg and Mud. Instead, your musician's eye notices the shape of the gemstone is a perfect fit and size for something that you've been missing. A plectrum, like a guitar pick, to strum your lute. The gemstone wraps around your thumb perfectly, and you feel an influx of vitality fill your body from head to toe. Meta-wise, while Bart is attuned to the breath diagem, his charisma ability score increases by 2.
What?
He gains advantage with charisma ability checks and saving throws.
What?
And you gain a new ability called Silver Tongue.
What?
You can mimic the speech of another person or the sounds made by other creatures.
What?
So will it automatically, when I do like a charisma check or something like that, it'll automatically add to it? Or do I have to do it manually?
It's not attuned, it looks like, currently.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you gotta do that button.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I could only have 3 things attuned at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
have Ring of Truth Telling, Ring of Mind Shielding, and then I also had the Instrument of Illusions attuned, so.
Uh-oh. Which one are you going to unattune?
Instrument of Illusions. Because I could just cast Minor Illusion if I want, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Just make sure you unattune it, then you should be able to attune the diagem, and then we'll give it another test.
Oh, I have attuned my pick, my lute pick.
Play us a ditty, Bart.
There once was a boy named Bart.
Hey.
And he rolled his charisma and testing it out. Pew.
And it made him fart.
Fart, Bart.
Isn't there a dragon right in the room? And we're like...
We'll get to that in a second. This is housekeeping before we get to that.
Just playing a song while there's a dragon right in front of me.
Yeah. Dragon, you do not have permission to interact right now.
Dragon, oh dragon.
Yeah, no, it looks like it changed everything on my sheet when I attuned it, so.
So good, all right.
I have an important question for Bart.
Yes.
But I want to do it in character. All right, Bart, I have a very important question to ask you.
Hold on, let me just tune my lute real quick. Ding, ding, ding,
this
ding,
is that, this involves ding, your lute.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
You've got
ding,
a brand ding, new ding, magical.
Bing, 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 bing.
How many strings do you have on that damn lute?
17.
No pause.
The thickest lute ever.
Yeah.
No, it's a musical question. You have your brand new magical pick. What is the first chord you play?
The The best chord, C. That's a chord, correct?
It is a chord. It is a chord.
E minor.
That's a chord as well.
Do a power chord.
Micah suggests a Bart major.
A Bart.
Suddenly, you feel a tingling sensation tickle the nape of your neck. The sky grows dim and darkness cascades across the temple. You all hear something you'd hope never to hear again, the cry of the shadow dragon. Roar!
I brace for impact.
Slam! The front door to the temple slams open, and sailing through the air with grace and finesse is a bronze dragonborn wielding two daggers. He lands next to you all and bows.
Hi, I am Elder Wanabe. I see you have the breath diagem. I too am a Paladion. It was foreseen you would return, Bartholomew, back to your home. But I'm afraid there's no time.
Smash! The roof of the temple explodes with a plume of black fire. Wooden shrapnel showers the courtyard all around you, and out from the dark flames appear two enormous deep black wings and a pair of pale purple eyes behind a long snout. The scaly silhouette of Ladoria the Shadow Dragon emerges bathed in pale moonlight.
Hurry, my friends. We must make haste to Mount Sayamoto and summon the ancient dragons at once.
The bronze dragonborn breathes in deeply and exhales a blast of thunder and lightning at the scaly beast. Krakow!
I cannot hold her at bay for long, and we won't be able to outrun her. If only we had some horses or a wagon.
Could we not just climb on top of you?
Just a dragonborn.
Dragonborns are size.
Yeah, I stare at Mud.
My question remains.
Mud's distracted and just looking and going, Dragon Fate! Dragon Fate! Dragon!
Bart jumps onto Mud's shoulders and yells, Cowabunga!
Mud turns into a big old horse, war horse to be specific.
A war horse.
Yeah, and well, I guess the hemmobile is now extended and attached to me.
Activated.
A giant cart or something like that.
And technically, Bart would still be riding you, right?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah. Bart's on the big old Clydesdale.
Kyborg hops into the hemmobile.
Elder Wanabe looks at it in disbelief.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. And Gum Gum hops in.
I like that Gum Gum still doesn't understand it at all. It's just like, it just shows up sometimes.
Every time. She's like, whoa. How'd you do that?
Is everybody in?
Yeah.
Mutt turns around and eyes everybody and goes, I live life 1 mile at a time.
Go!
And then zooms off.
Bart is, since he's riding on top of Mud, who is now a war horse, since Bart's so short, his legs can't go over on either side of him, so just he's out. Just doing the splits.
Just sitting.
Ow, ow, ow.
You could also ride side saddle.
Ugh, like a lady.
Or anybody who rides side saddle.
A dapper lady.
Dapper.
Elder Wanabe says,
hurry, take a left at the eastern border of Sora Province and head for the summit of Mount Sayamoto.
I like this Wanabe guy.
No nonsense, huh?
No, taking the left. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Mud puts his hoof out to signal his direction.
You bank left onto a gravel path that seems to snake up the misty mountain blanketed in the darkness of night. You turn back to see if you're being followed, and sure enough, Ladoria's nearly on top of you, her wings beating feverishly. But she suddenly pulls back, and you hear, fire! You spin back around towards the front and see Bo Link and a throng of Shadrow cutting you off along the road, firing a shower of shadowy shards in your direction. What are you guys going to do about that?
I want to fire back, but I also want to protect us. I have a shield, so I think I'm going to draw that and ready myself. And we will fight in the shade.
Could I also, as that's happening, am I able to hop off Mud into the wagon that he's pulling? So I'm like at the back of the wagon facing the dragon.
So I take the brunt of everything in the front?
Well, they're behind us, right?
The dragon's behind you.
Dragon's behind.
The dragon's behind us.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where I want to...
You want to face the dragon and fight the dragon.
Yes.
Okay. Butterscotch the dragon, everybody.
Bart's on dragon duty, everyone.
Can I jump to the front? Or can I rage and jump to the front?
Oh, well, I was going to do a thing real quick, but...
Oh, you've got more to do with dragon.
I was going to try to see if I could cast Thunderwave behind us.
I love it.
Sorry, I know we're not an initiative, so I didn't know if it was like a...
Yeah, yeah. We can absolutely do it. We're going to lean into that. We were going to approach these. It's kind of like the whole skill check thing, where you all describe a scenario to evade or to deal with what's going on, and then we'll make some rolls. But all that being said, I love what's going on. I love this. Let's do a Thunderwave. What's the range on Thunderwave, Bart?
It is
2,000 feet.
Looks like it is only 15 feet, though.
Only 15
feet. A 15 foot cube originating from, yeah, the dragon's a little further than that because it's like flying.
Right.
Oh, the Thunderwave is very much an area of effect attack, more so.
Right.
Like a local area.
But before we get to that, I would say that, Bart, you probably need to make an acrobatics check to jump off of the horse to get back into the cart.
I want to assist and catch little Bart, and then while he's casting Thunder Wave, I also want to put a shield over him.
I thought you were getting up, moving up to the ford, onto the...
Oh, that was me.
That was Gum Gum.
Okay, that was Gum Gum. Sorry. Yeah, let's deal with Bart's acrobatics check first.
Acrobatics is a 15 I just rolled.
Oh.
That's a good check.
Bart, very nimble. And then Kyborg picks you up by the scruff of the neck, Kyborg.
Like a cat.
Whatever the least embarrassing way for Bart would be. But there's no way that this doesn't look like a dad catching his little baby boy in his arms.
Not the beard.
Could I also as Bart got to like the rear of the horse, like bump him up with my back even a little bit so he's like really getting a little good fly?
This is where I got my nickname Bucko Bart.
Yeah, and then Kyborg, why don't you go ahead and make an acrobatics check as well to like whip your shield out in time and shield little Bucko Bart.
All right, we're doing acrobatics. That's a 17 plus 9, 26.
Oh, yeah, they look so good. It's almost like slow motion out of an action movie. You catch Bart, help pick him up, prop him up, and then, you know, the shield seemingly slides out of nowhere, protecting you all from the inbound shards.
Remember that idiot from Book of Boba Fett that did that unnecessary spin out from under Black Krasantan, the big Wookiee? I want to do something like that. I want to add in some unnecessary zest and flair. Yeah.
That's the Kyborg way.
That's indeed.
And since Thunderwave is a lot less of a range than I thought, quick question. How much does a dragon weigh?
Micah says a dragon doesn't tell.
Well, is it under 500 pounds?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Damn. Okay.
It's like an F-150 at least.
A huge sized dragon starts at about 20,000 pounds.
Oh my God. Okay.
And can get up to about 80,000.
Okay. So he's more like a submarine Mack truck.
So do you know what you're going to do instead of Thunderwave, Barbara? Or are you just going to wait there?
Yes. Could I, instead of Thunderwave, do a synaptic snap?
A pee pop.
Choose a point within range, cause psychic energy to explode there. I don't know if it's like, if we're moving and they're moving, if it's going to be too complicated of a spell to cast.
You could make it work. Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to cast synaptic snap. Or synaptic static, not snap. I don't know how I read snap.
Synaptic static. Let's kind of end there. Snap. All right, so it needs to make an intelligence saving throw. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that right now. The intelligence saving throw. Ooh, this dragon's not very smart. It's only plus 3.
That's not too bad.
It's like a giant version of the vulture from Looney Tunes.
No. 18. I'm going to assume that's a save.
It's a save. Yeah, the 17.
There it is, 17. You are correct. So 18 is a save.
And then I do 8d6, and you'll take half that since you successfully did it.
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
8d6 is 35, so half that.
17.
16? 17?
Yeah, 17. We always round down just to be consistent. 17 points of psychic damage caused LaDoria to howl in pain, and you see rage burning in her eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
Gum Gum, you said you wanted to do something as well?
Yeah. I'll do my rage. 6 is until your rage ends, you're surrounded by multicolored protective lights. You gain +1 bonus AC, and while within 10 feet of you, your allies gain the same bonus. Pretty good in this situation since we're all within 10 feet.
Golly, yeah. Go Gum Gum. That was great.
Maybe one of the best times that one ever to proc.
Now we just look like a disco cart. Like we have all these cool lights surrounding us and there's electricity shooting out the back.
I want to basically jump to the front of the horse or the front of Bud, replacing
Bart.
Bart, tell me if I can do this. I have a shield. Can I put my shield on my back and then get to the front of the horse so I'm blocking, like kind of Indiana Jones it, where I'm in the front covering up Mud, like taking the...
So when you say on the front, you mean like not riding on his back, but like...
Holding on to my neck.
Where you're chest to chest.
Yeah.
Chest to horse chest. Let's be specific.
Yeah, you could do that. Why not?
Yeah. Chest to chest works. Yeah.
Like a Gum Gum battering ram.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Make an athletics check. Oh, sorry. An acrobatics check to do that.
Okay.
On acrobatics today.
Hup, hup.
It's a car chase.
Yeah. 26.
Damn.
That's a nat 20 with +6.
I didn't realize Gum Gum's acrobatics were that high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he rolled a 20.
I mean, a plus six modifier is pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I think you jump out there and like you have one arm off to the side and it like hooks over the back of Mud's horse neck. And then you like whip around and then like latch on with your other arm and pull yourself tight.
I had to whip my shield in an appropriate place while I'm doing it.
Yeah. So it's basically the opposite, the reverse of what Legolas does in that one shot in Lord of the Rings where he like one-handed reverse mounted the horse.
Yeah.
But it's opposite.
Yeah.
And it's happening simultaneously while Bart's flying through the air. So I high five Bart.
Yeah!
We high five?
Yeah.
And I'm not bothered at all by having a full-grown barbarian hanging onto my neck as I'm trying to pull this cart forward.
You're strong. Big ol' heart.
Would you rather the rain of arrows hit you?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah, I got this.
What acrobatics check are you going to make, Mud?
What's the one for breathing?
That's aerobics.
Lucky for you, Gum-Gum protects your chest from the inbound shower of shards. Kyborg's shield provides cover for Bart and himself. And Wanabe and Duncan take cover under benches in the Ahem-mobile.
Oh, Duncan.
Oh, yeah, we should have said. They're fine. They got thick skin. They got that dragon scale.
Mud wants to do something.
Pop a wheelie.
Everyone else got to do something cool, and so I want to do something that would be a little bit more helpful with what's ahead of me. I saw that I have another much more helpful animal that I want to turn into, so I'm going to go ahead and just spend a wild shape and turn again. I'm turning into a giant goat.
Oh, look at you.
He's the goat.
I am the goat.
Greatest of all time.
Can I get advantage on intimidation because of the yell?
Yeah, it's just me screaming the entire time.
So Gum-Gum, for some reason, when you grabbed onto Mud's chest, he turned from a horse into a goat. What did you do?
Oh, no.
Your wild magic must have done this.
Oh, no. I made you a... I gave you horns.
I turn down and look at Gum-Gum, and I go, you did this to me.
I'm sorry.
Well, you all continue your way up the mountainous gravel road as the moon becomes enveloped by clouds overhead. The landscape dims drastically, making it difficult to see very far ahead of you. Elder Wanabe says,
it's hard to say, but I think we are at the halfway point to the summit. Up ahead, there should be a...
The road suddenly slopes to your right along a steep ridge, and boom, Ladoria swoops in from the darkness, flapping her vast wingspan, trying to blow you off the mountainside. What do y'all do to stay on the mountain?
I want to take some shots at her with a longer bow of crystallina.
All right. We're falling off the mountain.
Is that going to help
us? I'll shoot arrows.
Stabilize?
Couldn't hurt.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
I have my sack of clumsy dust, which I can either do sticky or slippery, and I could, ahead of us, fling sticky dust to make our terrain sticky.
Traction?
Yeah.
Traction.
Wow. To stick us to the, like, yeah, add traction to it.
I like it.
If that doesn't work, let me know. I have a secondary idea.
Bart's also got those goggles that help see through like fog. So if you needed to navigate for Mud, it's a possibility as well.
So we're trying to make a sharp turn and we're just not stable. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, like the dragon comes down swooping with its wings, like trying to force you all to fall off the side.
Well, then me taking pot shots is going to help make them stop swooping wings.
And I forgot to mention, because of your successful ability checks in that first encounter or in that first check, Kyborg, Gum-Gum, and Bart all gain advantage on the next scenario and 5 temporary hit points.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, screw me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't make it. You didn't make a check.
Also, while I do that, I'll activate the immovable rod, which was loaned to me by Mud, and hold that.
I was going
to
suggest that.
Yeah, I see the description there, Chris. It's just, it says it acts as though the grease spell has been applied. I'm looking up the grease spell. Okay, yeah. So you create like a tacky surface on the road in front of the cart, causing the goat's hooves and the wheels of the Ahem-mobile to bite into the ground a little more solidly. And then what else did you say? Oh, you're going to pull out the immovable rod?
And I'll activate the immovable rod and hold on to it. So, and I'm already holding on to Mud.
Make 2 strength checks. First for the immovable rod and the second for your other arm holding on to Mud.
Okay.
And you just throw the immovable rod out and I'll grab it with my teeth.
All your teeth break off.
You're like Captain America holding on to the helicopter and holding on to the top of the building, trying to pull them both together.
Do I need to turn into a helicopter?
My first one was 18.
So that's on the immovable rod. Yeah, you hold on tightly to that.
And my second one was 20, because I have advantage on strength checks, because I rage, so.
So you're raging? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the ground becomes sticky and Mud, I'm sorry, Gum-Gum, holds tightly to the immovable rod and Mud, helping cause the cart to turn even more sharply and stay on the road.
It's like the cartoonish, like the hand going out of the car, grabbing like a stop sign, and you're just doing a big old loop around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kyborg, you still want to take those, roll those attacks, see if you hit the dragon?
Yeah, I mean, if they're still flapping their wings and making us go off course.
Yeah, why not?
It's just one dragon, right?
It's just one dragon, yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
30.
Oh, yeah, that...
Whoa.
Well, let me check. Let me make sure. Yeah, that does hit.
Okay, that's a 13. I'm just going to roll 3 for my action, or, I mean, do we really need to go through? I mean, this doesn't seem like a classic combat scenario.
It's up to you. Whatever you want.
Why do you do 3? Do you have 3 turns?
3 attacks.
Okay.
So you just do the same thing 3 times? And then...
Yeah, that's a 32, and then that's a 17.
That hits, so 30 points so far.
All right. 8.
Oof.
8?
8 damage.
No. You didn't roll for a hit yet.
What?
Oh, I see. He rolled all of his 2 hits already. I see. I was just misunderstanding what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
So I did 8 and 10 damage for those last 2 arrows.
So 8, 10. What was that first one? 13. So 31?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Gosh, should I action surge?
No.
Hold on. Wait. One of your attacks was 17?
Yes.
That's a miss.
Okay. Well, that was the 10.
That was the 10. Yeah. So 8 and 13. So 21 points of damage.
Guys, I could action surge. If you really
you totally to. Could. Why not burn everything you have? You just had a long night's rest.
Action he's taking note of the damage, which means that we will face his dragon later.
How many action surges could you do right now? Could you do them all?
Just the one? Oh. I could also lucky that other one, but never mind.
Bart, you want to do anything? Or Mud, you guys want to do anything? Or are you happy with where the party's at right now?
We turn the corner?
Yeah, you all turn the corner. But
okay.
If you want to do anything, you can do it.
I scream again.
How does it sound, John?
Give us a taste.
Discord cut it, but I'm sure it sounded great. Okay, so Mud... I'm sorry, not Mud. Gum Gum. I keep calling you Mud today. Gum Gum, you get advantage on your next check and 5 temporary hit points, which you already got 5.
I just don't get anything for the scream?
You get 5 temporary hit points.
Hey!
Thank you.
Yay.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
That ferocious scream. It's because I couldn't hear it in Discord. That's why I forgot.
You'll have to tune in to the episode after it releases to hear my scream. Here's a job for our audience. I'm going to need you guys to rate how good that scream was and add us on socials with how good on... You can send us on Twitter. How
Man,
good was the scream?
I really hope Micah replaces it in post with you going like, ah.
Can we get the listeners to send us their best goat screams, their best giant goat screams on social media?
Listeners, I'm going to need you to go to show me you showing your mom your best goat scream. It's best if she doesn't know you're doing it.
Chris actually just sounded like a goat just now.
I used to have
it. It was really good.
I refuse to take part.
Send us your best goat impression at Stinky Dragon Pod.
No context, just post it on social media.
Yeah, don't even tag us. We'll find it.
Elder Wanabe turns to you all.
Take heart, Paladines, for we are nearly there. Look, even now I see the entrance.
You struggle to see up the mountain and catch a glimpse of a shimmering archway not too far in the distant night. You also swivel your head around for any sign of Ladoria, but you find nothing.
Perhaps Ladoria has retreated back to her.
Slam! High up near the crest of the mountain, you spot the shadowy silhouette of a dragon tail strike the mountainside, and you begin to feel the earth rumble around you.
Oh.
Oh no! It's a landslide coming this way!
What do you do?
We should probably avoid the landslide. Is there a direction we could go in to avoid it?
I avoid the landslide!
Sure. How do you avoid the landslide, Mud?
I can help with this, Mud, if you need. I have exploding arrows, so I could, like, clear some of the rubble out of the way. You know, classic gold miner using dynamite.
It's still all coming down.
Yeah, I go, could I just, like, is anybody chasing us at this point?
No, just the dragon who has now moved up ahead to the side to cause the landslide.
I stop, and I just don't go towards the landslide.
What Wanabe says,
don't slow down. We won't make it through. It'll block the way.
I speed up.
I have a question. Is the landslide, is it going to hit us from above or like...
Or below?
Well, like, is it rolling down the mountain?
Is it falling on us or is it going to crumble?
Like, yeah.
It's like sliding down the mountain. Presumably, like, it wouldn't hit you over the top. It would, like, landslide down and then shove you off and then make the pass impassable.
And we're, like, going under where that is, yeah?
Correct. It's like you're on the side of a mountain trail and this is all coming down.
Bart, deploy 1,000 mage hands.
Well, a thunder wave maybe is what I was thinking could like push the stuff, but I didn't.
I go fast.
Maybe I could cast also thunder wave at this point so that if anything, pieces of rubble get close to us, it'll also push them out.
You push it away?
Yeah. So could I cast thunder wave Okay, I'll ready it.
That way, if like if something does make it through and it looks like it's going to hit, you can be ready to thunderwave it.
I don't know how to actually ready a spell other than have my mouse hovering over the button.
That works.
Just now I know if we come to a scenario where it looks like something fails, you're ready to act. So, Mud, make an athletics check to see if you have enough gas in the tank to accelerate.
Sure you don't want to do like a saving throw?
Nah,
sure you
don't wanna, I like athletics.
Sure you don't want to do a saving throw?
Nah.
Gonna re-roll that with my inspiration dice. That was a 1. 19.
19, that's excellent. Everyone who's in the cart almost like loses their footing because the acceleration is so fast. The goat moves with the goat moves with blinding speed. Actually, yeah, the three of you make a dexterity check to make sure you stay on your feet.
You keep calling Gum Gum my name and you keep referring to me as the goat.
The goat, yeah.
I have a name. I'm not just a goat. I'm Mud.
No, you're the goat now.
Actually, I take it back. Gum Gum does not need to make a dexterity saving throw because he's attached to Mud.
Yeah. But we all do?
Yeah, Bart and Kyborg make dexterity saving throws.
Dexterity saving throw.
It's a 16.
That's a 16 for me as well.
Yeah, you all stumble a little bit, but you manage to keep your footing in the cart as the goat, a.k.a. Mud,
thank you,
accelerates to near light speed, evading.
What about our NPCs?
The landslide. Oh, I'll roll for them. Here is for Wanabe. Oh, easily, 18. And for Duncan. Can Duncan roll that? Let's double check. That's a 1.
He's just like, bye, Duncan.
Miss you.
I didn't drink my coffee this morning.
Help me.
Duncan falls prone in the cart, spilling his coffee everywhere and taking a point of damage.
He's just so scared that he falls prone. My coffee!
I'm just impressed he's had his coffee not spill this entire chase.
That's very true. Yeah,
everyone's going crazy and he's doing his best to stabilize a cup of Joe and he's just like...
Who's going to help him?
Like, help him back up?
Oh, don't everyone go at once.
Well, what do you, like...
He's prone.
Does he need healing?
He's prone.
Pick him up?
Yeah, he just, like, fell, and he's got his coffee spilled everywhere.
I'll pick him up by his little dragon scruff, and then I'll say something cool and draconic, like, I got you, bro.
And that sounds like...
Bart, you speak draconic too?
Turns out Bart's just throwing up over the side of the cart. He's motion sickness. I just said something really terrible in your language.
I like the idea of like that happening behind Kyborg. Kyborg hears that and spins around to look at Bart, and Bart's just like over the edge of the cart. Mud, you get advantage on the next scenario for your successful check. You hear voices calling out.
Hurry, my friends, this way.
You strain your eyes to the other three elders standing near a shimmering archway made from various metals and gemstones.
We're almost there.
Elder Wanabe exclaims,
look out, Ladoria is coming back around.
Ladoria circles around overhead and unleashes an inferno of blackness out of her mouth. Everyone make a dexterity saving throw.
Aye, 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 aye.
18.
I want to use my inspiration die to reroll that.
All right.
14.
23.
18.
Queens. The advantage that I'd gotten previously, is that usable in this one?
That was on ability checks.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Everyone's going to take a little bit of damage. If you saved, you take half.
Even a 23?
Bart, you are the only one who saved, so you will take half.
Oh.
Phew. Good thing I used my inspiration die.
Oh, wait. I failed?
Yeah.
Can I use...
I think you got to get a 20 or up, is what it sounds like.
Lucky?
No, I have a... What was that? Dexterity saving throw?
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus 5. Could use my Indomitable. You can use reroll a saving throw that you fail. You must use the new roll. Never mind. I'll take it.
Okay. I'm rolling damage. Everyone takes this except for Bart. Bart, you take half.
What kind of damage is it?
Oh, wait. I rolled the wrong dice. My bad.
And don't forget that you have some temp HP.
Yes. Don't look at that number. That's
oh,
wrong.
My God.
That was the wrong dice. Necrotic damage. Oh. 80 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's a really good thing I rerolled because that would have been like most of my health. So I take 40.
It is most of my health.
So bye, probably everybody. Still too late to roll Indomitable then, huh? Because I know the consequences.
I roll Indomitable too.
And everyone except for Bart is now frightened.
I know I'm not, you said I'm not frightened, but I have resistance against being frightened. So I don't know if I also take less damage from that attack in general.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Could I try something?
Yeah.
So now that I have this breath diagem, I have silver tongue, which means I could mimic the sound made by other creatures. Could I try to mimic the dragon sound to like scare her, or like think that there's like another big dragon here to like fight her?
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Yeah, why not? What do you think a dragon like that sounds like?
Me know somebody wants to ba-ra-ra.
Make a performance check.
Me so hungry for little fighters.
Performance. And I have advantage on performance, but I rolled a nat 20. That's a 33, so I don't think I get more than that.
Holy crap.
Bart becomes a dragon.
Yeah, that is amazing. Ladoria almost like turns on a dime in the air and circles away in the opposite direction away from where you are.
She turns around for a bit midair, confused as to where the other dragon might be.
You hear Elder Wanabe yell out,
"All together now, we breathe as one."
All four elders exhale a barrage of elemental breaths at Ladoria, bombarding the dragon with fire, frost, poison gas, and light. Ladoria roars in pain and is sent careening over the mountainside into the distant darkness below.
Salutations, Stinky Dragon Dwellers. How many friends or family members have you gotten to follow us at Stinky Dragon Pod? Don't forget, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Plus, you can join us on the Stinky Dragon subreddit, where you can meet other lovely stinkers like you that also listen to the show. Plus, if you post on social media using hashtag Stinky Dragon Pod, we might name an NPC in the show after you. Infinitely a part of the Stinky Show. Infinitely. Get it? It's a joke. Want to give you a heads up, due to the holidays, our next episode's going to be released just a few hours later than it normally does. So all you early risers that roll out of bed and partake in the daybreak stink, don't panic. The episode will be up in the afternoon. Thanks and happy holidays.
I make myself throw up to contribute as well. I go,
What did you say about my mother? Elder Wanabe waves his scaly hand over the archway and a gate of shimmering energy appears in the entranceway.
There, that should buy us some time.
Everyone roll a perception check.
9.
26.
15.
9.
Twins.
All right, Kyborg and Gum Gum, you're still catching your breath from escaping Ladoria and you swear your life briefly flashed before your eyes. What did you all see when your life flashed before your eyes?
I saw myself ascending to the ancient temple of wizards, which I don't know that exists, but I imagine it exists. Like, that's what Gum Gum thinks all the wizards go when they die.
So when Gus says your life flashed before your eyes, you make up a life that flashes before your eyes?
Yeah, I think that's what I think I'm going when I'm dying.
So it's not about like the life that you've already lived or anything that has already existed.
You know what? Actually, Gum Gum's life flashing before his eyes would in fact be just Gum Gum's death flashing before his eyes, because he is so confused he would get the opposite.
Kyborg, what did you see when your life flashed before your eyes?
Oh, wait, I have one more thing too. I also see a bunch of fuzzy hair and like a giant beard, which would just be the goat in front of my face.
Worth coming back to it for the joke, Chris. Worth coming back to it.
I was picturing like the floating head from Zardoz. What did Kyborg see when his life flashed before his eyes?
I actually did some math and I realized just how much time I spend in the gym. This is both the character and Blaine. 1.5 hours a week, 5 days a week. That's, you know, 390 hours a year, 16 days out of my life that I spend in the gym. What could I have done with that time? Not perfecting my body with muscle, with weights and cardio.
Worked out even more.
I didn't work out enough. I start saying it to myself.
Yeah. It didn't seem like nearly enough.
I start vomiting.
Does it sound like Draconic as well?
Mud, you actually rolled a little better, so you notice a little more. You take in your surroundings, you see you're in the bowels of what appears to be a dormant volcano. There appears to be a massive cavernous chamber, but instead of a pool of scorching magma, in the center is a cool chromatic liquid shimmering from color to color, refracting light onto the surrounding igneous rock walls.
Like the fountain water.
Yeah, similar. Bart, you notice that floating atop the chromatic pool are four finely hewn tiles made of different materials, each with a unique glyph etched in the center. The four tiles are respectively made of bronze, silver, jade, and jasper.
Like the dragons, right? Dragonborns?
Yeah. Furthermore, as you're looking into the shimmering pool, you swear you catch a glimpse of eyes looking back at you. But when you look again, they're not there.
Ooh. Creepy.
What kind? How big of the eyes were they? Like human size eyes or like?
Bigger.
So like wolf seeing pretty lady awuga eyes?
Sure. Yeah.
Or like dragon eyes.
Those two.
Elder Numito interrupts your staring at the fountain.
We don't have much time, fellow elders. We must summon the ancient dragons if we are to stand any chance against Ladoria or the Shadrow.
Estreme replies,
agreed. But the ancients have never been summoned with visitors in our midst.
Gives you all a little side eye.
I just wave.
I just have that vacant stare that all goats have, where their eyes are like looking in two different directions.
Two different directions, yeah.
Because their pupils are like weird.
Yeah, they're like squares. Anyway, Shizu says,
our options are limited. After all, they did aid us in escaping the Shadrow and reaching the summit.
Elder Wanabe turns to you all.
I can vouch for their virtue and honor, but they can also speak for themselves. What say you? Will you stay and face the ancient dragons, or go back outside to face the darkness alone?
We can face the ancient dragons. We can close our eyes if you want.
Me shall face the ancient dragons in here.
And I'm doing the dragon voice.
I like how your dragon voice is kind of like Gungans from episode 1.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Jabba the Hutt meets Gungans.
Yeah. Yep. Boss Nass. Yeah, no, I say, it's cool. We're cool. We're on your side. We're totally bros. But I also say it in Draconic. So to really hit the point home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that sounds like...
And in order to undercut Kyborg's attempt at sounding cool, I just scream again as a goat.
Which sounds like...
Aw, yeah, muted it for us.
We only had the very beginning.
Yeah.
Well, Elder Wanabe looks at Kyborg, then looks at the goat, then looks back at Kyborg and says,
well, then it's settled. We summon the Ancient Ones now and plead for mercy on behalf of our visitors.
They all bow in agreement. Elders Numito, Estreme, and Shizu begin wading into the pool. And as they do, uniquely colored waves ripple along from their bodies. Green, red, and silver.
No one told me this was a pool party.
Are you guys sure you want to go in that pool? I saw eyes in there.
Elder Wanabe leans in toward you all.
Have any of you ever been in the presence of ancient dragons before?
Did the one that we just... that almost killed us count?
No.
I had one come to my 5th birthday party, but that's about it.
Can I cannonball into that pool with him, or is this like a sacred ritual?
Don't ruin the ceremony.
If you want to.
Well, I ask Wanabe.
Holy water that is sacred to a people group.
Cannonball!
Okay.
Wanabe doesn't answer your question, Kyborg. He just gives you kind of a look like he's doubting the choices he's made in his life so far.
Okay, cool. I get that look a lot.
Most interactions with Kyborg end in that.
Very well. Perhaps you should prepare gifts or reverent remarks to present the ancients. Maybe this will assuage their disposition.
Wanabe bows and he too enters the pool, causing bronze waves to ripple around him.
Can I prepare my gift?
Yeah.
I want to make a dragon flower.
What's a dragon flower?
It's a dragon. It's just like red.
It's something that's in Chris's recent search history.
Yeah. It's like a big red flower with a dark black thing in the middle, kind of like a tongue.
Okay, it looks pretty cool. I've never heard of dragon flower before right now. I assume you hadn't either until you Googled it 3 seconds ago.
Uh-huh, nope. Yep.
It sure.
Bears a rich maroon flower. It reaches up to 36 inches in length.
Mm. What are you compensating for?
Yeah, sure. And do you do that with your staff?
Yeah, yeah.
All four dragonborn climb atop their respective tiles and chant together in Draconic.
Inspira, Yatusame, Unago. Inspira, Yatusame, Unago.
Inspira, Inspira, Unago.
It's a different dialect of Draconic than you speak, Kyborg. But you get the gist of it.
I see.
Vroom! Brilliant beams of light shoot up out of the tiled glyphs, and the four dragonborn drop to their knees, and each exhales out their distinct dragon breath. Lightning, crack, frost, poison, and fire. The elements fill the air and the elders fall prostrate on the tiles. The mountain violently quakes beneath your feet. Everyone needs to make a dexterity saving throw because of the earth shifting under you.
Was not prepared for the sound of poison.
Oh my god.
Ooh, it's only 14 for me.
14.
10!
15.
Wow, pretty low rolls for everybody. Oh, wait, I get advantage on this. 20.
Oh, wait, yeah, can we use that advantage?
That was a check.
No, that's on ability checks. This is saving throw.
Done. Already asked that.
So I guess maybe it's because of your four legs, Mud. You're able to keep your footing, your hooving.
I'm a goat.
Yep. Bart, Kyborg, and Gum Gum all fall prone to the ground as it shifts beneath their feet.
So does that do anything to anything?
You're just prone.
No, you're just like, there's prone, okay. Just laying down. Yeah. Out from the chromatic pool emerges four shimmering, scaly dragons with wings larger than temples and tails as long as elder pine trees. As they each land on the rocky shores of the pool, the mountain around you trembles and shudders. Crunch! Everyone make a constitution saving throw.
Man, a lot of saving throws.
This isn't frightened or poison, is it?
No. Yes.
It is? So I have advantage on those. There you go. So I'm going to do it again.
You can roll twice, Bart.
I only got 11 still. I only have a plus two of them.
10.
26.
14 and 18. I have advantage on constitution saving throws because I'm a diegem. 18.
So 18. All right. All of you failed. You are all,
Hold on. I'm going to use that whatchamacallit. I'm going to use, Never mind. Yeah, go ahead.
You're getting scared. You're getting scared right now.
How could I be? The guy took 80 points away from me the last time I messed up.
Everyone is just terrified. You all are frightened at the mere presence of these ancient dragons that have emerged in front of you. You've never seen anything this big or been in the presence of anything this powerful.
This metal.
In your lives. One of the dragons leans its red spiked head down toward the elders and bellows in a gravelly tone.
Why have you summoned Ashiko to the material plane, mortals?
The four elders continue to bow low, and you notice each of them are quivering like jelly.
Bart also bows. Or I guess he's on the floor.
It's easy because you're already on the floor.
He puts his head kind of in his, goes fetal like position.
Ducks his chin.
Yeah.
I would think you're just, already laying down, and your arms just, shoot out to the side. Boom. The green dragon bellows,
"Speak now, or face the wrath of Geo, you foolish."
But then he stops. His green gaze turns towards the four of you, and his cauldron-sized nostrils flare a noxious gas into the air. The third silver-scaled dragon cranes his neck with wide eyes to you all.
"What is the meaning of this? This irreverence? Who dares to defile the presence of Sunum?"
All four towering dragons turn their attention to the four of you. And Elder Demito asks,
"Please, ancient ones, allow me to—"
"Silence, dragonborn. I asked the heathens."
Mud just looks around looking for the heathens.
You for the heathens? Yeah.
Bart stays low to the ground.
Still as a goat, chewing on something.
Yeah.
Huh? Looking around.
I'm the only one standing too. They're all on the ground and there's just a giant goat standing. Feel free to say why we deserve to be here, team.
"We're here to help save the dragonborn people. There are bad guys coming to kill everyone and destroy all your temples."
Are we allowed to say that we're paladines, or is that going to be bad news bears for us?
Oh, that's up to you.
Well, did it when Abby said that they were a paladine as well, so they're good with it.
Well, the other elders might not be. I think we should still follow the rule.
Well, it was Namido that wanted us to get to summit to find the three ancient dragons.
Correct. Right. But if you remember, none of the elders and none of the people in the village when you first got here knew what a paladine was. They were all confused by that.
Yeah.
They'd never heard the word before.
Okay.
Wanabe did introduce himself as a paladine, but so far, from your experience with this group of people, he is the only one who has even used that word.
I see.
Geo says,
"A mere goat as an offering is not enough for ancient ones as us."
"I'm not an offering, I'm a real boy."
"I bring this beautiful dragon flower."
We basically, the Shadra have invaded and, they're looking for the Paladians, which is us, so we need help.
"They're real mean."
Spoken with true confidence, Bart.
I'm on the ground.
I like to picture as Bart is saying this, he still has not raised his head. He's talking into the ground.
So we're the Paladians and we need help because Sula come for us and I'm really scared.
I just want to go home.
I just want to go home to my bed and my musical instruments.
Guys, I'm a great admirer of dragons. I myself speak Draconic. I am also married to a dragon, sort of. Lynn Murr, my beautiful wife. my beautiful dragon wife.
Try to kiss one of them. Try to kiss one of them.
I will prove to you how devoted I am to the dragon ways. And then I kiss Gum Gum so that Lynn Mer can show up.
Are you okay with this, Gum Gum?
My first real kiss.
Are you gonna kiss Gum Gum on the cheek, on the lips? How is this gonna go?
On the cheek.
Okay, you lean in to kiss Gum Gum on the cheek, but Gum Gum's whole face doesn't turn into Lynn Mer. Lynn Mer's face just appears on Gum Gum's cheek. So that her lips meet yours as you go to kiss Gum Gum.
Behold, Lynn Mer, my beautiful wife.
That kiss is mine.
That's right.
That's terrifying. Gum Gum, make me a religion check since you're offering that flower.
A religion check? Not charisma?
Let me see. No, religion.
Let me see. No.
Gum Gum comes from a charismatic church.
I want to, before I do this, I want to use my bolster magic thing.
What's that do?
It just gives me a D3 to boost. Oh, wait, and I have advantage on this. I'm finally using that.
Religion?
Why do you have advantage?
Yeah, I got an advantage on my next thing a while back.
Oh, yeah. I thought this whole time Gum Gum's had advantage on religion checks for some reason.
That would have been random.
You went to seminary.
Okay, so I got an 8. That's with my -3. And then I'm going to roll an additional D3. So that is 11 total.
No, that's 10 total.
No, because I rolled the D3, so it was +3.
You rolled a D6, so 1 and 2 is 1, 3 and 4 is 2, 5 and 6 is 3.
Oh.
I didn't know.
I was dumb. Yes.
Yeah, it's a 3, so I know why you would think a 3, but it's the middle, so it'd be 2.
10 then.
So a 10. Yeah, I assume you hold the dragon flower up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since it's red, I guess Ashiko, the red dragon, would lean in close to inspect it. He inhales and takes a deep breath, which almost, it's like sucking all the air in front of you. It almost knocks you off your feet. Then Ashiko takes a bite and eats the dragon flower. And you just hear him say,
"Disgusting."
Well,
that was rude.
The green dragon says,
"This is most unorthodox, but they seem to have some semblance of honor." Unorthodox, Geo. They're abominations and they should be snuffed out where they stand. Perhaps Tsunam. Then again, we have yet to hear from our sister Sora. Care to weigh in on the fate of these pagans?
But Sora doesn't respond to Ashiko. She simply furrows her bronze brow and stares at Bart for a moment. Finally, she opens her mouth.
Are you what they call a halfling?
Are you talking to me? I can't see who she's looking at.
Could I, like, put my head, like, I'm still bowing on the ground, but I tilt my head to look at them?
Sure. Well played.
Yeah. If that's okay with you, ma'am.
Only halfling?
I'm also a bard, if you want me to play you a little ditty.
Elder Wanabe says,
"If I may, Your Grace."
Sora nods her bronze head.
"I believe he is the one. That is the one the legends speak of."
The red dragon asks,
"Surely you don't mean the quarterling?"
Respectfully, Your Greatness, I do. Do you not sense it?
Ashiko merely scoffs and blows a puff of smoke from his red snout. The bronze dragon says,
"I sense it too, my child. But does he breathe as one?"
"I fear not, Your Grace. Yet, look what he wears upon his thumb."
What's on your thumb?
Bart sticks his thumb out and shows off the gem.
Behold!
Is it really the breath diagem?
The blue, red, and silver dragons begin murmuring amongst themselves.
"Impressive, to say the least, halfling. But you still have yet to breathe as one."
The silver dragon says,
"Indeed. Step into the primordial pool if you truly are the quarterling."
Every eye in the cavern turns to Bart.
You're a cannonball.
All right, listen. I know. I'm short for a halfling, but quarterling is a bit of a.
Am I able to get up, or am I still like? Do I need someone to help me up?
You can get up.
Bart, this thing where he like rolls over and like slowly gets up, like.
Sorry, that one took me out a little bit.
His little butt crack is showing.
Truly the one.
I whisper to Bart. I go, you're at least a thirdling, okay?
Thank you. Wait, hold on.
Bart pulls up his pant legs because he doesn't want them to get too wet, because who likes wet pants, and then wades himself into the water or into the liquid.
As you enter the pool, Bart, the liquid begins to fizzle and ripple with a spectrum of shimmering colors. You feel a tingling sensation in your toes and fingertips. Bart, make a charisma saving throw.
Is this going to be like that scene from Beauty and the Beast where the beast becomes the prince?
I think it's more like a, might be a Pokemon evolution phase.
Which saving throw? Sorry.
Charisma. Which you have advantage on with the breath diagem.
I do, yes.
He grows half an inch.
20 would be my higher.
Not where you expect, though.
Oh. Hey, he doesn't need more length there.
Yeah. Gross. His big toes already way too long.
Yes. Toes.
A soothing and familiar voice echoes in everyone's heads. You recognize it in your heart as the voice of Daya.
Wow. Daya.
Celebrity.
When darkness drapes the dragon's isle and shadows shroud the ground, one shall rise both half and half with voice of great resound. A quarterling of small and tall, his breath shall reach the shores and cast the darkness far from here, his light forevermore.
The tingling sensation surges throughout your body and reaches your throat. The bronze dragon says,
recite the incantation. Inspire ya tu same unago.
Inspire ya suame nuago.
As soon as the words leave your lips, you feel that surge of energy leave your throat and explode into the cavern above. A rainbow array of elements showers into the air, filling the cavern with fire, frost, lightning, and more. Bart, you now can add a new feat to your character sheet. Breath of the Quarterling.
I'm the Quarterling.
You're just vomiting rainbows.
Bart learned how to fuss roda.
I did. Oh, I also don't know if I said it exactly how Gus said it, but
you said it pretty good.
I want to know what it does.
Breath of the Quarterling. When you gain this feat, you gain the following benefits: the power to spew magical energy from your mouth. Hell yeah. Choose acid, cold, fire, force, healing, lightning, poison, or thunder. The creature can use an action to exhale energy of the chosen type in a 15-foot cone. Each creature in that area must make a dexterity saving throw using your spell's save DC. Taking 12d6 damage of the chosen type on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
How often can you do that?
Once per long rest. It doesn't say on there, but it's once per long rest.
Cool.
Excellent.
That's cool.
It's an
super
action.
Vomit.
The bronze dragon asks,
then it is true. Has darkness reached the shores of Totora?
Yeah, basically.
It has reached the shores of Totora.
Oh, I hate it. Gum Gum's dad's back.
What?
Gum Gum.
Gum Gum, you recognize that voice? Quick, look around.
Dad, you're a dragon.
The bronze dragon says,
we will fly at once and provide aid to the people of Totora. But I'm afraid the darkness must be defeated at its black heart. The Quarterling and his friends must enter the Shadow Main and dethrone the so-called queen. Do you know of what I speak?
She basically was trying to kill us about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, Inku.
There it is.
Yeah, Inku. Inku no like us.
Fear not. We can provide you temporary armor to protect you amongst the shadows.
Ooh. Sora nods to the dragons and they each claw a single scale from their hides and lay them before you all. Ooh. You all should be able to see this if you want to add it to your inventory. It's called Ancient Dragon Scale.
We're like Power Rangers.
This dragon scale is roughly the size of a shield and they all have one charge. You can expend a charge to use your reaction to either gain a +5 bonus to AC against a single attack made against you or temporarily gain immunity against being frightened for one round of combat.
Cool.
Oh.
Okay. So it has to be equipped, though, so like for when I have a bow and arrow.
Correct.
Armed, I won't be, I got it.
Micah just said, go, go, Paladians, like the Power Ranger theme song. Go, go, Paladians. Really works.
I have a question. Temporary gain immunity against being frightened. Can you use that if you're already frightened to negate it?
I would say normally no. You could use it. Well, sure. Why not? Yes.
Oh, so we only have one charge and we can expend the charge Got it.
Yeah, so you can either buff your AC as a reaction, which is really handy, or if you're frightened, you can dispel or undo being frightened with it.
Okay.
The bronze dragon turns to the others and says,
"Elders, come. It is time to protect Totora from the shadows."
All four elders exit the pool, and as they do so, Sora recites something in Draconic.
"Doro etsu nox."
The pool suddenly dims in color, and a small whirlpool of darkness appears in the center.
"When you and your friends are ready, Quarterling, dive into the darkness."
Elder Wanabe bows deep.
"May Daya be with you."
The four dragons and four elders lower the primordial gate and exit the cavern into the night.
Anybody want to maybe look under there first? I saw a pair of eyes and a little bit afraid.
Gum Gum, maybe that was your dad.
Oh, I jump in.
Oh, by the way, everyone can count that as a short rest right there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Not that I think it really does anything.
I can expend hit die.
Oh, to heal?
Yeah, I'm down by a bit.
Oh, 80 hit points. Wah.
Am I able to do that on a short rest as a bard?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone should be able to do that. It's not like an automatic thing. I think you have to, it's like a separate area where you have to mark it off.
How many are we allowed to?
Your level
your hit die.
Of hit die. So yeah. You're 12.
I have 12.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, back to full health.
Hey, I have a question about timeline. Has it been a full day since we left for this place?
It's nighttime right now.
Since you left for this place? You mean since you left Boulderay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that enough to have attuned my other axe? It was 24 hours. I had to like balance with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Could I do a quick thing for Mud?
Yeah, what's up?
I use my cloak of the secluded garden and I go check on my tree.
Oh, yeah. It is starting to grow faster than you expected.
Oh, nice. Well, I water it.
Ooh, water. Make a nature check, Mud.
9.
Yeah. You water it okay. Not the best watering job.
A little bit of pee in there.
Yeah. You spill a little bit on your foot.
You start watering the leaves and you remember, oh, wait, no, the ground. The ground.
Oh, the ground.
John, do you remember the tree at the house you grew up in? Mike is asking.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he does.
What was the point of the question?
He says the little one with stilts.
Little tree with stilts? It's so cute. Was that the quarterling?
Oh, I think I know what he's talking about. Yes, I know exactly what he's talking about.
That's the size.
Oh, okay.
Bart will jump in, but he's very scared.
So Bart jumps in, but he's a little scared?
Yeah.
You're the quarterling, though.
He holds on to Gum Gum's friendship bracelet.
Yeah.
I have a speed of 35, so I'm going to back up 15 and then sprint and then jump 20. And then I'm going to do a cannon. I'm going to summon the ancient ball of cannon, and I'm going to go, "Cannonball!"
Make an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics check, of course. It's not my best splash, 16.
It's all right. It's respectable. Not amazing. All right, so everyone jumped in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You dive into the black abyss and splash. Everything goes dark. Everyone roll a perception check.
Ooh, nat 20, 29.
9.
19.
I rolled a 25.
Gum Gum, I think you always roll a 9 or less on perception checks because I think you're mostly the reason I get to read the low check numbers on these. It's always because of Gum Gum. All right. Well, Gum Gum, you see nothing, but in the distance you hear the rumbling of thunder and the rustling of wind, and you feel a cold sweat come over you, now shivering in the darkness. Everyone else, or the other three of you, after a moment your eyes adjust to the darkness, and before you is a black igneous rock path dimly lit by a swirling portal behind you. The path quickly crumbles to an end and drops into a murky pool of purple fluid with several jagged rocks protruding the surface. One sizable crag of black rock stands in the center of the pool with a set of stairs leading up to a spiked throne of black spires. A shadowy and slender long-haired woman with pointed ears and indigo eyes sits on the throne. Bart and Mud, you instinctively look around and you spot two details amidst the darkness. First, to the north, which is your left, you spot a small box made of bones precariously sitting on the edge of a craggy rock overlooking a waterfall of purple fluid falling into blackness. Second, you look past Ingu on her throne and spot three shadowy figures. It looks like a halfling, a dragonborn, and a human. Ingu greets you.
Welcome, Bartholomew. You're right on time.
Ingu stands up from a spiny throne in the center of the pool. A veil of darkness drapes her gaunt figure. A thin smile curls along her black lips, and she waves her spindly fingers at you.
I'm waiting.
Her eyes narrow.
I thought you would have learned some manners by now.
I agree. Manners are everything, my dear. But I suppose we can simply chalk that one up to bad parenting.
I laugh awkwardly as well.
Make a performance check.
Good one, Inku.
Two.
It's just like one of those really awkward moments where like even your party turns and stops and stares at you. Like, what are you doing?
Trying to break the tension. Come on.
I start shoving him a little bit back through the portal.
All the way across the purple pool, you spot a middle-aged man in a tattered top hat slink out from the shadows. He's wearing a black suit, a red ascot, sporting a well-groomed Van Dyke beard. Hugh Manor.
No. It feels like it's been ages since I've seen the four of you, doesn't it? Oh, yes, dear Infinites, I remember you. I will admit, you may have found success in the past, but my eyes were always on the future.
Quite right, my dear. But in this place?
Waves her skeletal hands around.
Time stands still. And without the light of day, it can feel like an eternity. Can it, Bart?
Inku snaps her fingers and two figures appear beside Hugh Manor. They're bound and gagged by inky black vines. A ginger-haired halfling and a golden dragonborn.
Looks like I'll finally have the full set of the Finn family!
Is Bart half dragonborn?
We'll have to tune into the next episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon to find out.
Mama, Papa!
This was a really fun episode.
For a second, I thought you were going to tell me that Hugh Manor was my dad, and I was going to be like,
That's impossible!
That's impossible!
All right, well, thanks for listening. I had a lot of fun with this episode with you guys. I always like the episodes where you guys get to come up with solutions to problems that are put in front of you and see what what you all come up with. Like a lot more freeform.
It was fun.
Yeah.
That was scary, that episode.
Mm-hmm.
A little scary. All right, well, you'll feel better next week when we have another episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon. Here's a quick shout out to folks that interacted with us on social media recently. Here are some NPCs named after them in this episode. Ladoria the Shadow Dragon, named after at La Ladoria. Bolink the Shadrow, named after at LinkIB. Namito the Dragonborn Elder, named after falsely named. Esdream the Dragonborn Elder, named after Esdream Rights. Shizu the Dragonborn Elder, named after Grill Cheese. And Wanabe the Dragonborn Elder, named after Just Wannabe Funny. Also want to give special thanks to some friends who provided voiceover for characters in this episode, like Elder Wanabe, voiced by our own Stinky Dragon producer, Ben Ernst. Bolink, voiced by Achievement Hunters, Joe Lee. Elder Namito, voiced by Stinky Dragon producer Brendan Carruthers. Elder Estream, voiced by Rooster Teeth's Quentin Smith. Elder Shizu, voiced by Achievement Hunters Ashley Dillard. Red Dragon Ashigo, voiced by Kinda Funny's Mike Howard, aka Snowbike Mike. J Dragon Geo, voiced by Rooster Teeth's Hector Gonzalez. Silver Dragon Tsunam, voiced by Rooster Teeth's Chad James. Bronze Dragon Sora, voiced by Achievement Hunters Kyla Cook. Daya, voiced by Achievement Hunters Black Crystal. Inku, voiced by Raquel Lilly. And Hugh Manor, voiced by Achievement Hunters Trevor Collins. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon.